Good evening, everybody. Hope you've all managed to get a drink and some food. Welcome to this Ideas Cafe, which is a sort of relaunch. I've just been told we haven't had an Ideas Cafe for 18 months. But we now plan to have about five or six this year focused around our global priority research programs, which I'll come on to in a moment. The idea is that they're informal discussion fora. We're very fortunate to have four experts from the academic world who are going to talk about this subject, food security. But it's as much as you participating as well, so asking questions, talking to yourselves, asking the experts, and so forth. So please do engage with the event. So our panel, let me introduce them. The first speaker is Liz Dowler from Sociology. Liz will talk about grassroots food initiatives. As always with Liz, I've got a huge description of what she'll talk about. Motivations, practice and evaluation, role of the state in ensuring and enabling people to feed themselves appropriately, particularly in the global north. That will be followed by Rosemary Collier from the School of Life Sciences and the Crop Center, who will talk about food production versus biodiversity in some form or other. That will then be followed by Ben Richardson from Politics, who will talk about growing sugarcane for food and for biofuel and how this relates to food security in terms of rural development and increasing global commodity prices. And finally, Laura Green from the School of Life Sciences will talk about the issues of eating meat, which is a fairly general subject. I suppose I should introduce myself as chair. My name's Tim Jones. I'm one of the Pro Vice Chancellors with a specific remit of research in science and medicine, knowledge transfer and business engagement. So I have the longest job title, I think, in the university. I'm also a professor in chemistry, so I'm not an expert in food security. So a brief introduction to the global priority programs, research programs that the university has launched in the last few months. These are a way in which we can showcase our research to global challenges, showcasing excellence, research excellence, and critical mass within the university. They are designed to develop capacity to demonstrate the impacts of the research and, importantly, to engage key stakeholders, in particular external stakeholders in business and government and so forth. Each program is a forum for supporting and enhancing multidisciplinary and cross-departmental research. And you'll notice that today we have two speakers from the science faculty, two speakers from social sciences, so they're truly multidisciplinary. And, of course, we need to generate income in a better way, so they should align the university better with the key funders of work, both the research councils, government, industry, and so forth, because we'll be tackling major challenges, global priorities, through interdisciplinary research. Now, of course, the global priority programs are not the only excellent research that goes on within the university. There's lots of great research that's carried out that isn't formally embedded within the global priority programs. These are just some of the showcase things that we're doing, which in particular are addressing major challenges. These are the GPPs, as they now are known as, that have been defined. There are eight of them. Obviously, this is food security. We have connecting cultures, energy, global governance, individual behavior, innovative manufacturing, international development, and the science and technology for health. And I think the next event in February will be around connecting cultures, and the one after that would be around the science and technology for health around Easter time. Okay, so with that brief introduction, I'll pass you over to our first speaker, Liz.